In the name of Jesus. Today is Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, the resurrection of our Lord. This is the day that the Lord poured out his promised Holy Spirit. You heard all about it in Acts chapter 2. But there's a lot of confusion when it comes to the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? What does the Holy Spirit give to you and to me? To help us answer these questions, we're going to turn to Martin Luther's famous Pentecost hymn, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord. Now, the title of this hymn answers the who. Who is the Holy Spirit? Well, he's not some Star Wars-like force that brings balance to the galaxy, not by a long shot. He is God and Lord. That is the third person of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Spirit is 100% G-O-D, God. But what is the purpose? What is the work of the Holy Spirit? On this day of Pentecost, what are we to ask the Holy Spirit for? Here is where Martin Luther's hymn comes to the rescue, getting us to pray, Come, Holy Ghost, God and Lord, and invite us, instruct us, and inspire us. Let's sing stanza one together now. Come, Holy Ghost, and invite us to receive the gifts, your gifts, through the Word. Through the Word. See, the Holy Spirit is bullish when it comes to gift giving. That is what his business is about. That's what Luther says. Come, Holy Ghost, God and Lord, with all your graces now outpoured on each believer's mind and heart, your fervent love to them impart. The Holy Spirit is loaded with gifts that he alone gives. And he forks over these gifts through the Word. That's how he rules. The Holy Spirit is not a silent spirit. The Holy Spirit is a holy yakker. There is no wordless spirit. There is no spiritless word. The Word and the Spirit go together. They are inseparable, like PB&J. And we saw this today in Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit speaks through the apostles. Quite a scene, isn't it? Tongues of fire, mighty rushing wind, and talking, lots of talking. Not just any talking, Holy Spirited talking in many languages. Acts 2:6, and at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And what message is hitting the eardrums? Acts 2:11. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. The Holy Spirit has one talking point to deliver. one lesson to teach, one course to lead, and that is Jesus, Jesus, only Jesus. Through the apostles, the Holy Spirit proclaims the mighty works of God, done, completed, finished, accomplished in Christ Jesus, pouring out his graces, his gifts, then and now. That's right, Pentecost ain't over. It isn't finished, folks. What began 2,000 years ago continues today. Every single time you gather for worship, it's a little Pentecost, a mini Pentecost. Minus, of course, the tongues of fire. Can you imagine that, a fire on top of me? Woo! And minus the mighty rushing wind. But the gifts are still there, folks. The Pentecost goodies are still there. Oodles and oodles of gifts. So through the watery word, through the preached word, through the bodied and blooded word, the Holy Spirit invites each and every one of us to receive his gifts, his grace upon grace. So what gifts are offered here in worship? What gifts did the Holy Spirit pour out on that day of Pentecost? Now this is where the name Pentecost can kind of help us. Pentecost means 50, and it reminds us of the OT, Old Testament year of Jubilee. Now the year of Jubilee was, get this, every 50 years, and it was a year filled with gifts. Bursting at the seam with gifts. What kind of gifts? The slaves were set free. The property that was lost was returned to the original owners. And the land and animals and people were given a year-long sabbatical. Pentecost, dear friends, takes the Jubilee year to a whole nother level. Cranks it up several notches. Through the word, the Holy Spirit sets sinner you and sinner me free from our captivity to sin, death, and the grave, and leads us home to the promised land of the new heaven and the new earth, where we will enjoy not a yearly sabbatical, but a forever eternal, never-ending sabbatical with God and with one another. You know what this means, folks? No matter what our outward circumstances are, we have that inward peace. The peace of knowing that God loves us in Christ Jesus. The peace of knowing that God will never, ever leave us as orphans. That he'll never kick us to the curb. He'll never, ever abandon us. That he is with us always, even to the end of the age. The peace of knowing that nothing can separate us from God. The peace of knowing that we have a future, and that future is spelled J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. This is the peace that the world cannot give. It's the peace that only Jesus gives, the peace that he promises in our gospel reading, John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Now, we enjoy this gift of peace, not in isolation, but in Christ's congregation. See, one of the biggie Pentecost gifts is unity in the community here in God's family, which Luther highlights for us in this hymn. Lord, by the brightness of your light, in holy faith your church unite, from every land and every tongue, this to your praise, O Lord, our God be sung. See, Pentecost is the undoing of Babel. Whereas at Babel, the Lord scattered the people by confusing them with many, many languages. At Pentecost, the Lord gathers the scattered people through many, many languages. But how does the Lord draw together this many-languaged people? Well, Luther says, by the brightness of your light, a.k.a. the gospel light. Through the gospel proclamation, the Holy Spirit draws from every nation, men and women, into Christ's congregation, where we enjoy the common faith and salvation as we await the resurrection of our bodies at the consummation. Dear friends, the church is unlike the service organizations, the social clubs, political parties, institutions, movements that are out there. The church is not man-made. The church is Holy Spirit-made. And within this holy congregation, within the Christian church, the Holy Spirit teaches each and every one of us everything, absolutely everything we need to know to be the disciples of Jesus here in this world in the 21st century. Which brings us to the second stanza. And the congregation gets a break here because the choir will sing the second stanza for us. Come, Holy Ghost, and instruct us through the Word. Dr. Phil, Oprah, Joe Osteen, Joyce Meyer, the President, the Governor, the Democratic candidates are not our guides. The Holy Spirit is our guide. Come, Holy Light, guide divine, now cause the Word of life to shine. Teach us to know our God aright, and call him Father with delight. In the gospel reading, Jesus promises that his words will be put to paper so that we can read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest every single one of them. John 14:26, Jesus says, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Whenever we read the Gospels, we are hearing the fulfillment of this promise. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John deliver to you and to me the very words that Jesus brought down to heaven so that we can know our God aright here on earth. Yes, through the Word, the Holy Spirit reveals who the one true God truly is, giving us that 2020 vision of faith. We see Jesus for who he is, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, wiping out our every sin with his Good Friday spilled blood. The sin that separated us from the Father has been overcome by the cross. It is finished, completed, done. The Father's wrath has been placated, God and sinner reconciled. And so Jesus can say to Mary Magdalene on Easter these words, John 20:17, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Because Jesus is our big brother, we have God as our good Father. Behold the holy family of God, birthed at the font, in those waters of holy baptism, We are all members of the household of faith, the household of God. God doesn't leave us as orphans. He comes to dwell with us. He comes to make his home with us, as Jesus says in the gospel reading, John 14:23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Dear friends, treasure the word. Cling to the word. Make your home in the word daily, and God makes his home with you. And there's no better real estate than that. You won't find this kind of real estate at Zillow.com or from any realtor in the world. After all, our God is our mighty fortress against sin, hell, Satan, death, and the grave. Our God is our rock of refuge in times of sickness and suffering and affliction. Our God is our mighty tower in every trial and tribulation. At home with the Lord, we can weather any storm, every storm. But Christian, beware. Baptized, beware. The devil spews his lies, trying to draw us away from our home, trying to get us to turn our back on our God. And so we pray with Martin Luther, from every error keep us free, let none but Christ our Master be, that we in living faith abide, in him our Lord, with all our might confide. I mean, there is a lot of air out there, lots of confusion. I mean, you know the topics that are just, so contentious right now. When life begins. Human sexuality. I mean, we're talking about sex robots now? Isn't that ridiculous? Euthanasia. And the devil is stirring the pot by asking the very same question that he asked our first parents, Papa Adam and Mama Eve. Did God really say? Dear friends, we have light to share in the darkness. The Holy Spirit leads us into the future for faithful and joyful and loving witness by proclaiming in the present everything, absolutely everything, Jesus said and did in the past. Listen to him. Listen to him. It's time for us to despair in our reason and strength. No more leaning on our own understanding. That's how we get ourselves lost. That's how we get ourselves confused. That's how we get ourselves messed up. Let's cling to God's word alone. For his word imparts to each and every one of us his wisdom, his reason, his understanding, and his strength. Dear friends, he will never, ever lead us astray. Remember what the psalmist says in Psalm 119, a verse that you know very well. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Let's sing the final stanza together. Come, Holy Ghost, and inspire us to action through your word. That's what we just prayed for. Come, Holy Fire, comfort true. Grant us the will, your work to do, and in your service to abide. Let trials turn us not aside. We can't do anything apart from Christ. So, come and abide in our Lord's humble service to you and to me here on the altar. Eat his body, drink his blood, be filled with the Holy Spirit in this meal. Who fills your heart to overflowing with joy and love? Who puts on your lips the mighty works of God done in Christ Jesus? Who frees your hands for humble service to everyone? Who gives you the courage and the will to challenge the status quo of the culture? And who blesses you with feet to walk over to the lonely and the hurting and the afflicted? Dear friends, there is work to do. We need one another. Each and every one of us has been called and gathered into this place called grace for a purpose, for a reason, God's purpose, God's reason. We need one another. Dependence, not independence, is how we not only survive, but thrive. Dependence on God and dependence on one another. We each have our God-given gifts. We each have a holy calling. Little by little, the Holy Spirit is making each and every one of us into the people that we were created to be. God's masterpiece. God's workmanship. The good work he has begun in us won't be complete until we are standing in our resurrected flesh, beholding God face to face. Until then, we are all work in progress. Until then, dear friends, let us pray with Martin Luther. Lord, by your power prepare each heart, and to our weakness strength impart, that bravely here we may contend, through life and death to you, our Lord, ascend. Alleluia, alleluia. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.